This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to today's second date update.
Oh, my God.
Taking center stage right now is Audrey. She's working hard for you.
No.
After she gets off stage, Audrey is going to give out free lap dances in the bathroom for anybody willing to date her. Maybe play some pull tabs. Enjoy yourself. Give it up for Audrey one more time.
Yeah.
Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
Yeah. We're not exactly helping your party girl image, are we, Audrey?
No.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Audrey went out with a dude named Ken. They met online and they went out to a bar. She actually won money on pull tabs and made a joke, hey, let's go to the strip club with it. And then they actually did that. They went to the strip club. They kind of hooked up a little bit in the bathroom before they were kicked out. And then they took an Uber together. It dropped her off at her house first. Now he's not calling her back. They did text a little bit. And the only reason that Audrey can think of is that maybe he thinks she's too wild or the fact that she's too tall.
I mean, did you think at some point that this guy could be boyfriend material?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell on the first date, but I mean, yeah. I liked him. I definitely wanted to go out again.
It's okay. Especially hard to tell on the type of first date that you had if somebody's boyfriend material.
I was thinking maybe in the first half hour things were...
Before you got wasted?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when we were talking, we really did have a lot in common, so... Yeah.
You guys both like strippers, you both like pull tabs, mm-hmm. both like playing video games. I mean, it sounds like a match made in heaven, really.
It sounds like love.
Yeah.
I know, like, what guy says no to this?
Apparently only Ken yeah. right now.
Well, I'm going to dial his phone number now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ken?
This is Ken.
Ken, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
You say this is a radio show?
Yeah, it's called Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Brook and Jubal, got it.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken.
Hey.
Hey, why are you guys calling me?
Just checking in with people around town.
God, no, we're not.
I'm calling you because we do want a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened.
Okay. How does this involve me?
Because you recently went on a date with somebody and then now you've kind of ghosted them.
Wow, okay. So I'm guessing this is about Audrey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Audrey emailed us and she told us about your date. It sounds like a great time, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Audrey told you about what happened? Like, mm-hmm. what? Why would she do that?
Because she wanted to tell us what a great night
yeah.
she had.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, it was fun. I mean, she was cool. She's really cool.
Why is your voice going up so high? You sound, I don't know, nervous, anxious?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, we're talking about my personal love life on the radio, I guess. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true. I can see that. Well, so you said that she was cool and everything, then why don't you want to see her again?
No, I mean, like I said, she's pretty great. The date was almost perfect, but, you know, it's just not quite perfect. Like, she's not quite my type.
What? Ken, you realize no one is ever perfect. Like, if that's your standard, that will always disappoint
yeah.
you.
Well, I disagree. I mean, look, she checks a lot of boxes. She's fun. She's kind of a wild night. I appreciate that. Like, you know, check.
Double check?
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean,
is it because she's taller than you? She said that she thinks one of the things you might have been.
I like tall girls. Girls my height are taller. I'm all in. Like, yes, check.
Okay.
She likes all the stuff I like. She likes, you know, video games. We like a little bit of dancing, a lot of music. We have all this stuff
she
in
likes
common.
Strippers.
Yeah, she told you about that too? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Check that box.
Wow. All right, well, yeah, I mean, she's honest. Check that box, too. She's honest.
So what's the unchecked?
If I got to be honest with you, and I feel like I'm kind of compelled to be honest here, I mean, she got to love baseball.
What?
I mean, if I'm looking for somebody to, like that's, like, legit going to be, you know, my partner, like, my wife someday, like, you got to check all the boxes. Like, this is how it's going to be.
So you think that this girl is perfect, all except for she doesn't like baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I want to say that's like a deal breaker with me, but it's a big part of my life. I mean, I got season tickets. I've been following since I was a kid.
Okay. Wow. So, but she checks like every single other box you have.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just not baseball.
Look, I'm missing my partner who likes baseball, and she was not it.
But here's the thing, Ken. Listen, the man I married loves basketball. Like, his whole family, college basketball players. They live and breathe basketball. I can't stand it. And you know what? It's okay. He can have his own interests. I don't have to be into everything.
I got to be honest with you. I feel like he's settled.
What? Ken, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's healthy in a relationship to have different likes and different interests.
Hey, she can like her own things, you know, but a language of love and a lifetime of partnership with me is going to be baseball. I mean, it's baseball. That's it.
Maybe you should date a baseball player. Yeah. Ever thought of that?
Can I just...
I mean, that's a tough one, but I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to keep searching.
Okay. Can I ask, Ken, why do you think she hates baseball?
She just told me flat out she was not a fan. Ooh. And I mean, again, I appreciate her honesty, but that just to me is like, whoa, that's a big letdown.
Yeah. Right.
And it was frustrating. And here's the thing. She's not even that kind of girl who hates sports altogether or whatever. No, she just dislikes baseball.
It sounds like you sound so stern about this. There's no way to change your mind here, Ken.
Look, if she could just stop in her own stance on it, maybe come with me to a few games, watch a few games together, try it out.
Let's ask her then. You want to ask her if she would be into trying to give baseball a shot for you?
What do you mean? Like, just like send an email to her?
No, I mean talk to her right now because Audrey is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
I'm here. I can hear everything you said.
Oh my God.
Baseball? Really?
Okay, this is...
I've been to baseball games. I've had people explain the sport to me.
Audrey,
I just think it's boring.
Oh,
it's not
my God.
Sport.
Okay, this is a lot right now. This is a lot.
This is a lot. I know, I'm sorry to rock your world like that, you know?
He doesn't know what to be more upset about.
You go on a radio show and talk about our date, and then you mention... you say baseball's boring. I mean, That's like sacrilege.
I mean,
that's like soul crushing.
Soul crushing? It's a hobby of yours. You're allowed to have hobbies. I'm allowed to have hobbies.
Okay, first of all, not a hobby. Not at all. Not a hobby.
It's a hobby. Like, you don't play it professionally, so it's like not your job, it's not your career. It's a hobby. You watch other people play it.
No, hold on. Yes, I do play. I play in a rec league. I've been team captain of that team for 5 seasons.
Oh my God.
Team captain for 5 seasons.
I bet you are insufferable on the field.
Oh, come on. No. I play third base. That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody knows third base players.
Hey, that's what I call the hot corner, right? That's the hot corner.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Why are you wasting my time, then, if you have such a strict checklist?
Audrey, why don't you just give it a chance? Why are you so against it?
Do you think this is the first time I've ever, like, tried to get into baseball? Like, you're the first guy who's ever brought this up. I've been to games. I've tried to learn it. And then I just didn't really want to because it's boring. I have been told all the rules and explained how it's played.
Do you realize how hurtful that is, Audrey? Like, it hurts hearing that word. Boring, it hurts me, like, to the core.
Wow.
Very painful.
Yeah,
word.
I'm sorry that you had to hear that.
But, Ken, why? I mean, are you, like, that desperate to have someone go to the games with you? Don't you have a buddy that you can take instead of a girlfriend?
But I want a partner. I want, like, a life partner to experience his life passion with me. It's a passion. It's part of me.
Why couldn't you just say straight up, I won't date a girl who doesn't like baseball, and then you wouldn't have gotten my number in the first place?
Right.
I bent the rules for you on, like, what a girl would typically do. You can't bend the rules. You're a very strict checklist for me, and I could be allowed to not check one of your boxes.
Good point.
This is bending my rules a bit. I've never, like, been on the radio trying to explain my personal passion. I can't continue this conversation with this person. I can't do it.
Okay, well, before you go, Ken, would you like to go on a second date with Audrey? We'll pay for it. Then you guys can talk in person.
Audrey, listen, straight up, you are almost perfect. Almost, if you would just like baseball. I'm serious.
No, I don't even want to go on another date with this guy.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I mean, if you want to go find your perfect girl who loves baseball like you do and check all the other boxes, go ahead and keep looking, but you are going to be single for a very long time.
Oh. Would you say, Audrey, that he was going to strike out?
Oh, no.
I can't help it.
Hey, I will never be single because I have baseball.
Okay.
All right.
Well, married to the game.
I'm good glad that baseball can keep you warm at night, Ken. Sorry.
Oh, man.
That's right. If I swipe it, they will come.
If you swipe it, they will come? Like, what does that even mean? What?
Oh, my God. Feel the dreams. Are you kidding me?
This is the worst day ever for Ken.
That's amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.